When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I got Jordy Coop in the house. He's an ex-stripper from Amazon.
Congratulations.
And Dion. You can order him. I offer $20. Oh no!
Give us at least one more button, Jordan, please. There we go.
Shut your game. You know you want to lick my nipple? Lick my nipple. We'll be back after the music.
Have a good dinner, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Recording stopped.
Is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
Is it my birthday?
Ronald McDuffin posted a birthday meme for you.
No, Whitney Houston's birthday.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, I'll see you later.
Have a good night.
Bye.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
Well, we gotta hurry up, we gotta be somewhere 8:30. Hit record.
You.
She got a lot of balls telling niggas to hurry up.
All right. Let's start at noon. No, I need to push it back to 5. Let's start at 5. No, I got to push back to 7. No, it calls me at 7:30. Where are you? I'm trying to eat dinner. Fuck your white chicken. Get on the... No, let's push it back to 8. Now we got to hurry up. What do you have a TV show starting this week or something?
You gonna hit record, bitch?
I already did.
It's already recording.
Oh.
I'm busy.
I don't tell you how to produce a TV show. Don't tell me how to produce a podcast.
Why you sound like you got balls in your throat this week?
You do sound a little sick.
Yeah, I had a cold last week.
That's that cat farting in your face with that open ass, ain't it?
Yes. Well.
This cat be walk by him and just stick his ass in his face. But okay, poo-poo. Keep that cat ass out your face.
You got that cat ass 19?
Yes. It smells delicious.
Cat-ass 19.
He so do. Hey, I don't know how you have cats, but they piss, they stink, and they motherfuckers fart like unemployed niggas. You've been in there with a big dick nigga. He fucking.
No, I can't say I have. No,
you were supposed to say just you, Chris.
I missed the joke.
Come on, man. Come on, man. What are you doing?
It sounds like you've been in bed with a nigga, but not a big dick nigga.
I found Quisha's doorstop, friend.
That's funny.
Who's that behind you?
I have Jordan Cooper. He helped create the Miss Pat Show.
Jordan is the man.
He's the third and final fucking writer. That guy helped me got it done.
That's it.
In Jesus' name, amen. We pray.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't easy.
Jordan, she was waiting on you, nigga, because them first two.
Ain't saying shit. Okay, I ain't even worried about it.
Where my keys at, Miss Pat? Where the keys at?
Okay. It was a fucking rock and roll. But we got through that shit. Hey, I learned a lot. I learned a little destruction, where to put peers at. Still working on question marks. Explanation marks and comma be fucking me the fuck up. I'm like, can a nigga figure out where you need to pause at? Ain't that what commas for, the pause?
Yes.
No, look, writing was kind of weird at first because, you know, when you want to be cut off and the other person need to pick up, it dot 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 dot, like, so you get to read, like, and Jim said dot 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 dot. They was like, what the fuck?
No, this was Pat whenever I first wrote that in the script, and she didn't know what it was. She said, And then I cut a motherfucking line. Like, how we supposed to cut you off? You ain't supposed to stop.
Nobody said, why don't you just put in parentheses cut off? That's all they got to do for beginning act. They're going to cut you off, nigga. And I would have, like, oh, you going to cut me off.
Could you imagine you walk into a Hollywood script and say, they're going to cut you off? You'll have to finish the line.
No, in past, you probably read it. And then how they going to cut you off?
First time I saw like a strip that we wrote, I was like, oh my fucking god,
Jordan. Yeah, so during the taping, she kept saying, this motherfucker Jordan kept sneaking in lines to fuck me up. How many times did you actually do that?
A lot.
I did that a lot, probably at least like 7 times on each episode. I like to keep everybody on their toes, because otherwise I feel like, you know, they've been rehearsing it, so they think they know every damn thing. But when you throw something in there and the actors don't really, it forces them to pay attention. It forces them to be on their toes.
Right.
So whenever she walks in the kitchen, I mean, in the living room, and she says, did you teach your daddy what a clit is? That was something. I just pulled her aside and I was like, hey, say this. And then she just went in and the other actors were trying not to laugh. But it works on screen.
It was so fucking crazy because I could tell Junebug and the daddy wanted to laugh. But there was, because they didn't know I was going to say that. And it was a lot of lines like that.
There was a take where Jordan added in kisses and they didn't tell Miss Pat. So Jay Bernard starts kissing Miss Pat. And she goes, okay, nigga, I'm married.
In the middle of the table.
And I was like, y'all been telling me this nigga gonna kiss me more than one time. But I'm fucking all this shit. I ain't that kind of actor. I'm new. And he's like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Fuck this, you black motherfucker.
Yeah, she was so scared. You were so scared of him at first.
I was.
You were so scared of him.
I hadn't dealt with a man in 20 years.
Yeah.
And he was just, it wasn't, but nothing I would have looked at.
But it was, and it was interesting to him because it was between him and another person. And it was just so obvious whenever we did the screen test and they did a scene together, it was like Pat turned into a little girl. It was like, she just like, all her guards went down and they just laughing and joking and going back and forth and she blushing and it was perfection watching them work together. It was perfection. And you see it on screen too when you watch it. They just have this chemistry that's just magic in a bottle.
It was I think the main thing was it just felt like family. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't feel like I was acting with nobody. I just felt like, hey, this is a fucking cousin that steals.
Yep. Why you gotta steal?
Because all her cousins steal. Yeah, right.
Doesn't even know their names because they steal so much.
I don't know none of my cousins' real names.
Because they're thieves. None of my cousins'
real names. What do you know? What do they do?
They steal. She knows they steal.
Granny,
she know to lock the door.
Pumpkin, Red, Noonk Noonk, Fat Man, Little Man, Poutini.
A Poutini from Canada?
No. Poutini. Ant-Man. Granny.
His movie's coming out this summer.
Yeah.
he just got out of federal prison, I heard.
Well, congratulations. Well,
I ain't seen him in years since he went to jail.
Are we getting him a food truck too?
what was he in jail for?
I think drugs. I know one time he made a mistake and shot somebody in the head because she asked for a joint, and he put a gun on it and it went off and shot her in the eye.
Sterile.
But he's in jail for drugs and not that.
she didn't ask for no drink. He said, I heard that the girl said, give me that goddamn joint at Mace, I'll give you this. And the gun went off and shot over that.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
She didn't die. She just left with a dick.
She didn't even get high afterward?
I think it was too much blood coming out of her face.
Damn.
Yeah, if somebody shot me after I asked for some weed, I would expect some weed as an apology.
Yeah.
What if your eye leaking and you can't smoke the weed?
You can smoke the weed. You don't need your eye to smoke.
Yeah. Weed don't go bad.
It does if it's soaked in blood.
What was in his pocket, not hers?
How the fuck you know if it does it? Some people piss on their weed to make it stronger.
What?
You be telling a damn lie. You are telling a damn lie.
This is like your acne solution.
Putting it on your face. Now you piss on your face.
Would you please tell that boy people wipe their face?
Don't know about it.
They do. They really do.
Jordan, don't. No, they don't.
That's nasty.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is not nasty.
That's nasty. Then why not just let your husband piss on your face?
Because that grown folks piss.
You need that adrenochrome piss.
Baby,
yeah, you need that pure piss. No ingredients.
Pure piss.
It is if you're coming out of a baby. It's just baby milk.
The only time piss is pure is if you're taking a drug test and you get it from your cousin.
Nah. That ain't pure piss. Them niggas old.
No, it's pure piss if you got to pass the drug test.
They probably got a little gonorrhea. They probably got McDonald's chemicals in it. They got all kind of chemicals in that piss. They got all kind of fucking shit. You know how much motherfucking chemicals Taco Bell is in that boy dick right there? You see he eating junk food right now. He ain't had a home-cooked meal since probably about 10 years. Dion. If you took his piss, that motherfucker say restaurants, fast food. I bet his balls is too cheap, too sliders.
I don't think I've ever seen.
If it was Chick-fil-A, would you rub it on your face?
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, yeah. Rub it on
if
your
it
face.
Was Chick-fil-A, would you rub it on your face?
I don't think I've ever seen Dion eat. Have you guys seen Dion eat? I don't think I've seen him eat.
Fuck, we went to the restaurant in San Francisco. What are you talking about?
I don't
think
you ate, though.
Anyway. I don't eat as much as you.
Well, that's true.
You could probably be eating cat ass.
No.
I know your cat ass be on your counter.
Sometimes.
Next to your Cheez-Its.
That's called white folk seasoning. Look it up.
Chris be eating cat ass and Cheez-Its.
The cat stinks. Why do you have him in the house? Why do you have him tied up outside?
You don't tie up a cat. Oh, gee. Did you imagine?
Nah.
If you don't want him to leave, you tie him the fuck up.
Hey, Jordan, season two, we got to get Miss Pat a pet.
Oh, yes.
Right. Let him tie up a cat in the backyard.
wasn't that you, Dion? The man was handicapped and he walked his dog, but he was in the car and he drove and had to leech out the window. Wasn't that you?
What? No.
I think it was my neighborhood. My neighbor around the corner, I think he got a bad back. He's like a Sikh. And he walk his dog, but he be drive, and he had a dog outside the car. With the and the other neighbor have on a neck brace, and she had it on for like 4 years, driving a minivan. I'm like, what is wrong with this bitch neck?
He got wire neck. Like
she like takes it off. And
I can't.
Mm-mm. I was going to ask you guys something. Don't forget y'all to watch the show. This is the week the show come out Thursday. It's Miss Pat Day, August 12th, Thursday. The show come out. I need you to binge watch that shit. Call your mama. White people, I know y'all love me. Y'all know how much y'all love. I love y'all ass too. I need y'all to go to BET Plus and mayonnaise that motherfucker up. I need y'all to mayonnaise that bitch up. I don't know if it's Miracle Whip style or French vanilla style. And what
French vanilla mayonnaise?
I don't know if it's fresh fried dipped in the mayonnaise or fresh fried dipped in the ranch dipping. I need y'all to whiten that motherfucker up. You hear me? I want y'all to hit it so much. I want the BET to turn into BTT.
What is
better than white folks.
I can't. No, but please watch all 10 episodes.
Back to back. And when you ain't watching it, just let it run.
Put it in the back.
Do you get like...
Put it in the back while you
fuck. I got an episode where I said, don't put your dick in my hand.
Do you get like credit of some sort for minutes watched?
No, bitch, I get a second season. I'm sorry.
Okay, so how it works in streaming... How it works in streaming is you got to watch the first 2 weeks is what they count. So if you watch a certain amount of hours in the first 2 weeks, that usually determines on a streaming show, that usually determines if the audience is big enough for a season two, for another season.
Okay.
Yeah. So Chris, I need you to get all your people. Your mama always call me at the wrong goddamn time. I need you to get all your people.
White people.
Yeah.
Please.
And tell them.
Sign up at BET Plus. What's the website? BETplus.com?
Yep.
BETplus.com.
No, it's the app.
I know some of you are lower income. This is not the time. We need you to sign up. You got if you've got something.
There is a 7-day free trial.
All right. If you've got something out of this podcast, if you love Miss Pat, if you've gotten laughs, anything, give some value back to Miss Pat. Sign up at BET Plus. Right now.
BET Plus. No, not right now, nigga. Oh, yeah, right now. Right now. It's out. Okay, right now. Yeah.
Listen, I'm talking to the white people, please.
Okay.
Let me handle this.
Go on, my man.
You're gonna fuck it up.
You got it, Mr. Peel.
Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb is the white version of Dr. Pepper, isn't it?
Yeah, because I think we drank when I was little. I used to love Tab because I felt like only rich people drunk Tab because they used to drink it on the soap poppers. That shit tastes like NyQuil. That shit was only old people who was about to die drunk Tab. And I knew a bitch named
Tab. What was Tab?
You don't remember Tab? No. It was a soda. That, it was very it,
yeah, Tab
top.
Was disgusting.
It was like the original diet drink, wasn't it?
Huh?
I think it was the original diet drink.
Yeah, it was really? No diet. Before they put the word diet on it, it was everybody drunk Tab.
Oh, wow.
It tastes like medication.
My grandma drank caffeine-free diet Pepsi. It's like, what the point? What's the point at this point? There's no caffeine. There's no sugar. And it tasted horrible.
That was the closest your grandma could get to a nigga.
Because it was brown.
It was brown.
Well,
that's the closest grandma corner of the field could get to a black person.
I cannot.
So what else do you have going on this week, Miss Pat?
She's going to let him talk about your grandma like that.
What can I do? Oh,
where's grandma corner of the field at?
Oh, I can mute her. Isn't that better, Dion? They're so much better. Not talking about my grandma that way.
Yeah, grandma corner field. Where's she at?
She actually lives. She lived around the corner from you for a while, so now she's in a nursing facility with Alzheimer's. So, thanks.
Oh, she won't be listening to this.
No, she won't.
Even if the beauty of it is she does listen, she won't remember.
If it hadn't.
Hello, horrible.
Hey, Chris.
She wouldn't have been listening anyways.
Chris, you look like you get sister, Chris. Chris, what if you go down to see your grandmama and she got all the time and she said, I am a nickel.
Well,
what if her all time make her think she Angela Davis or some shit? You walk in there, grandma got them blowed out her gray hair. She got an old white nigga fro on her head. And she got an Obama shirt on.
I think my grandpa'd leave her.
that actually happened a lot. That actually happened a lot. A lot of people pass so that they can marry white men and then move on up in the world.
Really?
I had a family. My great grandmother's sister was she was fair skinned. She was mixed and she looked white. And they lived in Mississippi. And whenever she got old enough, she moved out of Mississippi and then she moved to Canada and then she married a white man. They had a child and that child married a white man, had a white child. And then they had a white child. And then the guy whose child they had, the grandchild, is the guy on Prison Break with the green eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know. We were flipping through our family photo picture, and I saw him in there. I was like, why y'all got his headshot in here? Like, why is he in his resume and shit? But they said that was my cousin. I said, wow. And they told me the story. And then I found out Carol Channing?
Yeah.
Carol Channing was black, but she didn't tell anybody till after she died.
I have heard that. Yeah, like she was like an old actress.
Well,
distinctive voice.
If I could
voice.
Get away with being white in them days, nigga, some days I won't be white right now. If I were white, we might be on those stations.
Nah, with that deep voice.
Yeah. Carol Channing had like a really weird way of speaking too.
Oh, she my phone,
she black.
She did. That was a boy.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi ain't working.
She black.
You need what? Your
phone. Yeah.
Here she
pull her up on your screen.
Yeah.
Ladies, the three of you are here to find love. There are 12 nice guys and 12 self-proclaimed F boys. It is up to you to figure out.
Yeah, so it's
Hey.
She's on Conan O'Brien. This is a clip from 1997. Old white lady, big black glasses, white hair.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Aren't they sweet?
Yeah.
Aren't they sweet to applaud and cheer like that?
You look and great. She was passing.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Yes, she was passing. Her dad was
We're
going to
do 25 more cities of Hello Dolly. The one
she has like a. She had to have had. Her nose looks like really worked on.
There's a city that hasn't seen Hello Dolly, and we're going to expect the
Rachel
Dolezal. Haven't seen Hello Dolly.
My God, you got to get everywhere.
Yeah, she ain't got no inch of black in.
Where's this wood?
Tell him, look. Okay,
what?
I don't
know. Wood.
Just tell him.
Crest.
Wood lawn.
That's wild.
Boxwood.
What's she doing? Let's take a break real quick. We need to take a break. So we'll take a break and Miss Pat will be right back. If this is your first time listening because you're just new from Rogan, I just want to say she's on the road. Listen to some other episodes. The sound quality's a little better. So we'll be right back.
So we was at your grandmama's. So you called Uber.
Yeah, we can move on from my grandmother. So are you nervous about the show? Like, can you guys believe that this day is finally here after all that you've been through?
I am. I'm like...
Well, I will light your mother's grave on fire. I will not be mad about it.
Do something I ain't never did, nigga.
He already graduated. What more do you want?
Okay. What did you say?
He was asking, are we nervous? Are you nervous?
No.
Is that true, Jordan?
Not yet. I think Jordan is very nervous. He can't stop shitting.
We're like yin and yang. So whenever I'm the good cop, she's the bad cop. Whenever she the good cop, I'm the bad cop. So like if I'm nervous, she not nervous. If she nervous, I'm not nervous. It's weird how that works.
Mm.
But I think I'm just nervous because it's so different and it's so it's not a normal sitcom. And you know, black people are always very particular about how they're portrayed.
But and like I told somebody the other day, John, I said, this is a shame on a black family. I said, in Chicago is what?
No, but I get confused.
Turned into Bill O'Reilly.
Hell yeah. You talking about my Chicago is what?
No, but I get confused because this is my thing with the black community. I feel like a lot of times white people get to be portrayed in all these different ways and all these different mosaics, right? They get to be human. But the minute black people are human, then it's like, oh, it's a stereotype.
Yeah,
but
like the time.
Actually, no, this is.
Like the time Chris Rock did black hair. How dare you talk about black hair? Bitch, everybody know that one all goddamn hair. He just showed for how you take it on and put it off. The fuck is wrong with y'all? They're so quick that I told a bitch the other day, I said, you are a self-hating bitch that can't get no dick. But I said it on TikTok so I couldn't get blocked. I said, that's your fucking problem. Black folks are so quick to critique some shit
that they haven't seen
or been a part of. Go do something. Can you get back in the screen? This is a podcast. Can you go do something? Come back and talk to me. If you ain't done shit, don't say shit. Watch it. And then give me a full fucking opinion. I don't need you, not one white person. And when he did, the other white people lit his ass up.
But listen, this is also one of the only times that we've ever seen a black mother be an artist while the husband is the one who's taking care of the house. We've never seen that. That's like that is there. And there's just such a mosaic of blackness even within this family on the show. It's because Pat is not. Denise is black. Denise is not Ashley's black. Ashley's not Janelle's black. Janelle's not Junebug's black.
You see all type of type Brandy's black.
Like it's like a mosaic. I feel like we really do have a mosaic of blackness that I hope that we get to see more on television. And I hope that when we see it, that we surround it with love. Because it's like you complain about that, but then the Huxtables ain't black enough. Okay, well, if the Huxtables ain't black enough, what about the Winslows? Or the Winslows ain't black enough. Okay, the Winslows ain't black. Like, it's like, it's just a never ending. And that's because we came into this world, especially in the history of television. It started with Amos and Andy, right? Which was originally portrayed by white men on radio. They even shot the pilot of Amos and Andy in the 1950s with white men in blackface. They were just going to hire a white cast and put them in blackface. But then when the networks were like, oh, that's not going to go. I don't think that's going to go well. They hired black actors, right? And it was hilarious because these actors were hilarious, but there were still a lot of stereotypes. And I feel like because we've been so like shaded and because our representation is so horrible that whenever we do see something good, we don't necessarily know how to take it. I feel like some people are like, oh, this is amazing. And some people are like, this is trash. And I think we're allowed to do that, right? We're never going to like one thing.
Your opinions are like asshole. They open and don't nobody want to hear them. Hey, everybody got one.
Wait, what the fuck?
Are you okay?
She's making a shirt. Opinions are like assholes.
Opinions like assholes. They open and everybody got one.
No,
that's not how the saying goes, but okay.
I hadn't thought about it. And like growing up, you get like, I don't know, when you're white, blackness gets shrunk down into like two or three things, right? You know, but when you watch the show,
it's today.
Yeah, I mean,
you
when
you
watch
the show, black friend, that's us. We keep going.
I have multiple black friends, just none of them are like you, Miss Pat.
Multiple, me too, motherfucker. You think I can add?
I spent the weekend with our friend Land from Starburns, and he goes, the number one question I'm asked most often is she really like that?
Yeah, yep.
But no, I think that's an interesting point. Like watching the two or three episodes I did, like, and Miss Pat's family's like that. Like there's a bunch of different like blackness in her family. You know, you've got Garyana. You all have heard Garyana. Then there's Nikea, the Carl Winslow. You know, like
the dumb dumb,
right? Like, so I think that's an interesting
dumb dumb
point.
With ice cream stick dick, and then you got Junebug, and then you got.
I remember one time we were in the car, and she was talking to Nikea, and she said, "Get off my phone with your push pop dick." She said, "He uncircumcised. He got a push pop dick."
Jordan, I was watching the show with Nikea and his wife. And he was howling, and it was an episode where his character's portrayed, and we end the show, and he's like, he's so dumb. Nikea.
We fell out of that, right? Nikea, that's you. We thought, my friend is so dumb, we like, we know. That's why he loved Brendan, too. I don't think he realized Brendan was him.
Jordan, did you write like the character? Like, have you spent a lot of time around her kids because you nailed their characters? Like, they are identical. Like, the Garyana character is Garyana. It's amazing how well she does.
Yeah, it's like just listening, man. I've only been around the whole family at once, like one time. And that was when they were like on Lake Lanier, and I just sat and I was just there. We were just hanging out. But it was just, I just listened to it. I just listened to everybody, everybody's different perspectives. And it just made so much sense. It was almost like this was a show that was meant to be. I don't know if she's ever told you like our history, but I first saw her when I was in high school. My dad had recorded her on this morning show. And I came home and he was like, yo, you got to watch this lady. Like, she's hilarious. Like, she needs to write a book or something. And because I'm like, my type of comedy, the way I write is like pain and joy. It's like, you have to laugh to get over the pain, right? And she was just a walking example of that. And so I watched it. I was like, dang, like, she's hilarious. Like, she needs to write a book or something. And a year later, I'm in college and she writes a book. I can't afford the damn book. The book was $50 on Amazon hardcover. I screenshotted it. It was $50.
Oh, was it?
Damn.
It was $50. And I screenshotted. I was like, oh, when I get some money, I'm going to come back and get this. Never was able to get the book. Then I wrote my play, Ain't No More, which was on Broadway at the Public. And Lee Daniels was like, hey, you know, we're doing this thing with this comedian. We don't really know what the concept of the show is. We don't really know what we want to do, but we want to do something with her. Can you read her book and see if you can come up with a concept? Like, I was just happy to get the damn book. But I got it and I read it and I immediately saw this multicam, this sitcom in my head, because I've always wanted to create a new kind of sitcom. I've always wanted to create a rated R kind of, but like I never had a premise. I just knew the concept. I was like, oh, I know what I want to do, but I don't know the family. Then I met Pat and I read the book and I was like, this is the family.
The rated R family. This is it.
This is it. And literally, I remember when I first wrote the first draft and I sent it to Pat. Wrote the first draft. I sent it to Pat. She called me. She said, why you got me cussing? You got me saying nigga and motherfucker. Nigga, I don't motherfucking talk like that.
And she was serious too, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
That's it. She was one to cuss. She really, she hated. Didn't you not like me?
Not the cursing. And she I did the same like thing it. With the book lady. Like when she would try to, I said, my English ain't that broken. I said, I don't talk like that. She's like, yes, you do. You should record yourself.
Literally. And I remember you were nervous about them seeing the executives, the white executives. You were like, you can't show these white people this. You can't. I was like, Pat, that's you. That's your car. That's how you talk. Like, that's how you. And then thankfully, Garyana was on my side. Thankfully, Garyana was like my spy in the ear at the house. Because she was like, mommy, you should listen to him. You should listen to him. He doing this. He doing that. He doing that. And then finally, I think she trusted me. And when she trusted me, like getting Pat's trust is like winning the lottery. It's like once she trusted me, then it was like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
That's when the abuse starts.
Yeah. What did you say, Lynn?
I said, that's when the abuse starts.
Raymo!
I can't.
Fuck your show.
No, the crack baby's like, not today, you long dog. They be repeat shit.
Well, Jordan, I think just like Janine, was it Janine Amber was your book writer? Like, I think you did, and I think Rabbit is one of the top three books I've ever read. Like, I read it in 2 hours. I loved it, and it wasn't just because I knew Miss Pat. It was just really, really well written, and I think you did a great job of translating Miss Pat for another medium, you know, and it's funny, and it's just like really, if you love the Pat Dunn, you're going to love this. So go to BET Plus White People and mayonnaise that bitch.
Yeah.
But no, I think you did a great job, Jordan.
Thank you, man. It was a lot of work. But I'm really proud of it. I think we made something really, really special.
Everybody gonna want to miss we Pat show after really, this. Really special. If you don't, I mean, it doesn't get no realer than this. People tired of watering down fake shit. You're sitting at the table eating carrot. Nigga, we had soul food. And we're gonna have so much other kind of food. Nobody wants to be eating them motherfucking carrot sticks. Yeah. I don't cook. Women are always cooking up. I don't fucking cook in real life, and I don't want to learn how to cook and act in life. So that's not what I do. So y'all tune in Thursday, the Miss Pat Show, It should drop Wednesday night, and I need y'all to marinate it up, niggero it up.
I think it drops at 10, at 12, at 12 PST. 12 PST is when it drops.
Pussy soon, Tom.
So like yeah. 3 a.m. Eastern?
3 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, yeah. Pussy Tom song. Make sure y'all.
How did you try to make that simpler and yet make it so much more complicated?
So we're getting ready to go to dinner, but I want to thank y'all for supporting us at what we do. Make sure y'all pass the shit along. Watch the fucking Miss Pat show so I can come back for a second season.
There we go.
Hey, we got, and good night. Let's do it from the top. Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I got Jordan E. Cooper in the house. He's an ex stripper from Amazon.
Congratulations.
Dion. You can order him off of $20. Oh no.
Give us at least one more button, Jordan, please. There we go.
Shut your gay ass.
You know you want to lick my nipple? Lick my nipple.
We'll be back after the music.
Have a good dinner, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Recording stopped.
Is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
Is it my birthday?
Ronald McDuffin posted a birthday meme for you.
No, Whitney Houston's birthday.
Oh. Okay, all right. All right, I'll see you later.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at misspatcomedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.